Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want to get into my series of Believing God. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? This is part one. In the text, the foundation scripture is found over in Hebrews, where God has mixed this message up so it would taste good to you and go down sweet and feed your hearts. Let's look at Hebrews 11 and 6, and it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. Father God, I come before you now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask that you bless the people of God that's listening to the sound of my voice on this podcast show. I thank you for the people of God. Father God, I thank you for blessing us with a brand new day, giving us brand new mercies each and every day. Father God, I ask that you allow the people to hear your voice, to understand your voice clearly as you're speaking to them. Father, I ask that the blessing falls upon the people of God, that you think through my mind and speak through my lips, Father, and this word is unhindered by any outside force in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you continue to bless us every day and that we believe in your word, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask that this word does not fall to the wayside and it is sown as a seed in their hearts. In Holy Spirit, I ask in Jesus' name that you manifest it and water the seeds in their lives, that it'll grow up and we'll continue to serve you and do your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Believe God, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? You will experience the supernatural whether you believe what God says or not. So ask yourself, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? You know, as we get into our prayer closets, continue to give God praise and read his word, know that God is speaking to us at all times. We just have to have the capacity and the acumen to take time out from the hustle and bustle, sit still, and listen to his voice. In John 10:27, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." We have to believe what God is revealing to us in prayer. When God gives us revelation and strategies on what to move on, we must take action and go. If we move on God's word or just sit there and do nothing, we are met with the supernatural according to our faith. So how many of y'all are ready to go? Say believe. And let's get into the supernatural. Let's look at Noah. Turn over to Genesis 6, 12 through 15. And it reads, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without which pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." Amen. He's making a mansion. So Noah was a just man that walked with God in his day. And in his day, like the scripture said, men were corrupt, and God gave Noah special instructions to follow in order to build this ark. Now, you know, in this, if Noah didn't follow the special instructions to build this ark, maybe he would have been on the other side of the supernatural. I don't know, but let me stay on topic. So God was allowing Noah to know that he was going to destroy man ahead of time. So Noah believed God and moved on the revelation that God gave him to build this ark. Now, what would have happened if Noah didn't believe God? What would have happened if Noah would have gave into the peer pressure of the people talking about him? building this ark. This was a supernatural invention that people never seen. It was that witty invention. That was a supernatural experience. Now we can turn over to Genesis 7 and 17 and Genesis 7, 21 and 22. And it reads, "And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth." And let's go over to 21 through 22, and it says, "And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of the beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died." Now go with me. Just imagine Noah. He's letting the people know that it was going to rain ahead of time. He got this message from the Heavenly Father. He's letting like, hey, it's going to rain, y'all. Look, you got to get your life together. It's going to rain. I'm building this thing. Hey, look, there's protection up in here. Y'all got to get y'all life together now. It's going to rain. And they looking at him like, what is wrong with this brother? This brother is off his rockers. So the people, they probably were laughing at him, talking about him. They were just caring about the cares of this world. They didn't care about what Noah was saying. Like, man, I got to pay this bill. Got to go to this prom. Got to go to this football game. Watch the game tonight. Talk about the ark. You know, we are not designed to care about the cares of this world. God says to cast your cares on him, for he cares. See, caring about the cares of this world, not even paying attention to what the man of God was saying, it ended up drowning them in the cares of life. And we see in the book, everybody died. So ask yourself, when God tells you something, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Think about that. Now let's turn the corner, turn the knob on the TV, and roll over to Numbers 13, 33 and Numbers 14, 29 through 30. Now this is the children of Israel. You know the story. In Numbers 13 and 33 reads, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." And let's skip over to Numbers 14, 29 through 30, and it says, "Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein." So you see, if you know the story, there were 12 spies that searched out the land, and 10 spies came out with an evil report saying, "We are like grasshoppers in their sight." Now, because of their doubt and not believing, not having faith in what the word of God said, it cost them 40 years to be trapped in the wilderness. Now, it should have only taken them a few days to get to Canaan. They were stuck wandering around. And if you ask me, I would have been wondering if I was Joshua, like, "No, y'all didn't. Got us pitching tents." I think I would have been mad, like, every night and ready to fight. Hot out here in this wilderness, but I don't want no strife in my life. Let me stay on topic once again. But you know, that was a supernatural experience. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Now let's skydive over to Matthew 14, 28 through 31. And this is when Peter had that supernatural experience walking on the water because he heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Come, come on out here, show me what you got." And it reads, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Notice how Peter did. He did move on the voice of the command of God's word. Jesus said, "Come," and he went out. But then there were these distractions. The cares of this world, the wind started beating. It was boisterous winds, and he almost drowned. But he called out to Jesus and was saved. Notice he cast his cares. That was a supernatural experience. The supernatural experience was that he was able to walk towards Jesus on the water. He was looking to Jesus, which is the author and finisher of his faith. So he was able to do the impossible, or the possible, with Jesus Christ. Because it says in a word, "I can do all things with Christ that strengthens me." So he was strengthened as he looked towards Jesus the author and finisher, but when he took his eyes off and just thought about the cares of this world, it beat his brains down. It said that the enemy comes in like a flood, but God will set a standard against him. Even though Peter almost drowned, he called out. Jesus heard him. It's almost like repentance. He said, "Hey, Jesus, save me." And Jesus stretched out his hand, picked him up, and put him back on track. Amen. Ask yourself, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? So as I close, I want you to know that whatever God says do, you do it. When you're in your prayer closet, if you're walking down the street, if you're in your car, if the Holy Spirit shows up and tells you something in your ear, if he says go, go. If he drops something in your spirit, receive it with joy and gladness. Yes, believe God at his word and go. Do it. Don't wait. Do it immediately. Don't waver. Believe God and ask yourself, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Thanks for tuning in. Be blessed and have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.